It is time to play Stump the Cook, our refrigerator game. Now, here's how it works. One of our listeners calls in with five things in their fridge. Now, the challenge is I have to come up with a dish that the listener would really make. But the final judge is our celebrity guest Stumpmaster. And today, our celebrity guest Stumpmaster is Ted Allen. Ted, welcome.
Thank you very much. Nice to be with you.
Now, you broke new ground being the food and wine maven for Queer Eye for the Straight Guy. That was a whole new role for you, wasn't it?
It was a whole, everything about it was new and weird and fun. Hard work, but fun. It debuted 9 years ago.
I can't believe that. Well, yeah, now everybody knows you from the Food Network, from the show Chopped.
And I don't know what you think would qualify me to make a suggestion as to cook with five mystery ingredients. You guys are trying to chop me, aren't you?
Well, not really. In fact, your job is to possibly chop me.
Okay.
But
okay.
I have to ask you a question. How blunt are those judges on Chopped? Do they ever really lose it?
Oh, absolutely. And even I do once in a while. Our favorite day, and our producer's especially favorite day, is when Scott Conant goes unhinged. He delivers his ire with this thundering gravity. He says, "I'm going to flip this table over." And there are other words in that sentence that I can't say now.
I understand.
And one interesting aspect of a show like this is the way with which a chef responds to criticism, face-to-face criticism, in front of everybody on TV, whether they respond with grace or obsequiousness or anger and challenge, and it's a tricky art.
Yeah, and there's so much revealed about the personalities during that moment in the show. I mean, it really amazing.
I agree.
But it's time for us to play Stump the Cook.
Now, excellent.
We have a player from Indianapolis.
What?
It's Lisa. Lisa, are you there?
I'm here.
Lisa, meet Ted Allen.
Hi, Ted.
Hey, Lisa. That's my hometown. I'm going
to
be there in 3 days.
You're close to hometown, I think.
Yeah, I'm going to be there in a couple of days for a fundraiser.
I'll look forward to meeting you there.
Excellent.
All right, that's it, guys. Now that you've cozied up, I can just see what's coming.
Okay.
All right, but now this is the way this is going to work. Lisa, you're going to tell me five things that are in your fridge, and I get freebies, Ted. I get water and salt and pepper.
Okay.
And one kind of fat, only if Lisa has it. And then I get three extra ingredients if they're really in Lisa's kitchen.
And All right.
Yeah, I know. That's a lot. Okay, Lisa.
But I have a question.
Sure.
Are you required to use them all?
Absolutely. I have to use five ingredients. Otherwise,
okay.
I'm chopped.
Okay.
All right, Lisa, five ingredients.
Okay, I can't wait to hear what you're going to do with these. whipping cream.
Okay.
So duck far, fat.
So... Ooh.
Orange, peach, mango juice.
This isn't bad. All right, orange peach.
Well, it gets worse.
You're saving the best for last, aren't you? Okay.
Okay, capers.
Salt element, okay.
And the pièce de résistance, fish sauce.
So there's not a lot here to eat, as we say. Okay, Lisa, have you got any sort of fish in the house?
I have shrimp in the freezer.
You have shrimp in the freezer. What have you got in your vegetable bin?
I just went to the farmer's market, so yeah, I've got bok choy, a variety of kinds of lettuce.
Ooh. We're going to take bok choy, and we're going to take shrimp, and we may use some of that lettuce, but let me see. All right, here's the first deal. Have you got fresh lime?
I do.
Okay, so I have lime I've used. I have shrimp I've used.
It actually seems to me like the difficult ingredient now becomes the cream.
Oh, no, Ted. The cream is going to be the easiest part of the whole darn thing.
Okay.
This is what we're going to do. We are going to do a marinade for the shrimp. You're going to mix up lots of fresh lime, a shot of fish sauce, and that wonderful juice of the mango and the pear and the orange. The shrimp is going to go into that. The bok choy is going to be cut into 1-inch chunks. The leaves will be separated, and they're going to be rolled up and sliced crosswise to make a chiffonade, long, thin strips. Okay? And then the capers will be, are they salted capers or are they in vinegar?
They're in vinegar.
Okay, you're going to give them a light rinse. And do you have a wok?
I have a big skillet.
All right. You're going to marinate those shrimp for maybe 20, 30 minutes in the fridge. And then what you're going to do is you're going to pat them dry, but keep the marinade, okay? And you're going to heat up that skillet until it's very hot. You're going to cover the bottom, lightly cover it with that duck fat. And you are going to stir fry those shrimp until they just turn pink. And you're going to yank them out of the pan. You give them a little bit of salt and pepper, okay? Put them aside. Wipe out the pan, a little bit more duck fat. And then what you're going to do is throw in the bok choy, and you're going to toss that around. You want to keep it really crisp, but you want the pan pretty darn hot because that duck fat's going to give fabulous flavor. You're going to give that a whole shot of a lot of black pepper, okay, not salt. You're going to then pour in that reserved marinade, and you're going to boil it down with a couple of tablespoons of cream, and you're going to throw into that a tablespoon of the capers. For an accent. The shrimp goes back in the pan, gets tossed around, and then all of that goes onto a platter.
Sounds delicious.
Well, that sounds delicious. I do feel compelled to point out, Lynn, that most people say marinade.
They do? Oh.
Yes.
Well, I say vase.
You say tomato. One time we were shooting an episode of Queer Eye, and for some reason I pronounced endive as endive.
Right.
And my friend Tom Felicia said, "You just made endive really gay."
Well, I don't know. I've always said marinade.
I like it.
Okay, so here's the big question. Lisa, would you make the dish?
Absolutely. I want to go home and make it tonight.
Oh, great. And Ted, do I win?
Oh, you absolutely win, as long as you're not serving a kosher audience. That is, you are trafing up the joint big time.
I win. Ted, you are very kind. Lisa, thank you for 5 great ingredients.
Thank you so much.
And Ted, you are a dynamite celebrity stuntmaster.
Well, thank you so much. It's lovely to be with you.